Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country for another week, or a really special Real Country this week, because I'm actually out and about. I did the show last week from our little chariot, the vehicle that we were all taking to travel round to some of these great regional towns. And what I'm actually calling it is A Day in Your Town. And we found some great small towns in regional Queensland that I'll be bringing you over the next 3 weeks. This week, we're focusing on the wondrous town of Laidley. It is absolutely beautiful there. Why I was travelling around was for these higher ground concerts to, build morale and raise funds for flood-affected areas in the regional Queensland. Before we get into that, we've got some great tunes to play on the show as well. We're hearing from Lee Kernaghan. We've got a new track from Ashley Monroe, also Brad Paisley, Adam Brand, Somerset Barnard, Casey Chambers, Kaylin's Rain, Bob Corbett, and a whole heap more. But before we get into our first track, I thought I'd give you a bit of a rundown on Laidley itself. Now, it's a fantastic little rural town. It's only got about 3,000 people in it, and it's about 65 k's west of central Brisbane. It's situated on the Ipswich to Toowoomba railway line, and it runs sort of in an arc south of the Warrego Highway, for those of you playing at home. Now, in 1829, it was Alan Cunningham who named it Laidley Plain, and that was after James Laidley, the New South Wales Commissary General, writing favourably of its ripper soil. And even if you go there today, it's all about produce there. Quality of the soil is great. The quality of the food that's grown there is even better. The salad bowl of the Lockyer Valley, they call it. Not only the food, the hospitality, the market stalls, the people. It was just such a wonderful, wonderful experience to get in there and sort of experience the town of Laidley. And it's the sort of thing that you could only do and only experience in a beautiful small town. This is Travis Collins with Small Town.
We got 45 tailgates sitting on the creek, washing away another long, hard week. Cranking George Strait, drinking straight from the bottle.
Jenny, he ain't happy, he just found her stockings. But I saw her talking to Benny. Now Benny's cruiser is rocking. Don't let the law get you worried. When Officer Jones turns up here, see everybody here went to school with Jonesy. He's probably bringing more.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Well, you put in 5 days and all hard grind. Money's in the bank and you're ready for the good time. So let him roll. Good enough steady since Sunday night. All the worries of the world have got you feeling uptight. So let them go. Just hit the highway and head to the place we know. Cause it all goes down outside of the city where the boys get loud and the girls get pretty. Wide up to a country song. Where the chips keep cranking all night long. Go hard or go back where you come from. It's Friday. Pack of cigarettes and a blue check shirt, tight jean, beauty queen, hottest thing you ever seen. One shot, two shot, three shot more. Boys get a fighting and they're running at the back door. You better let them go. Just hit the highway and head to the place we know. Cause it all goes down outside of the city where the boys get loud and the girls get pretty. Light up to a country song. Where the chills keep cranking all night long. Go hard or go back where you come from. Cause it's Friday, it's payday, and it's on. Low, more buckle bunnies in the rodeo. Band jumping around like a rock show. It's on. Putting on bets and backing for the win. Old boy smiling with a black tooth grin. 151 and absinthe. It's on. Now if you ain't heard where you need to be, fire it up, set the horses free. Get your 308, your WB. Get your AC to the DC to the Hayseed. Hell yeah, it's been a long hard week. Damn right, I got the thrill to see. The tunes are good, the drinks are cheap. It's so. Yeah, it all goes down outside of the city where the boys get loud and the girls get pretty. Ride up to a country song.
Come on!
the Wolf Brothers. It's on. They're touring around and doing some fantastic stuff. The Wondrous Wolf Brothers. They're doing very, very well out there. And their album, from which that is from, is absolutely fantastic. Now, when I go to regional towns, I absolutely love the history of the town. Now, Laidley, which is the town I'm in, was surveyed in 1858 as a stopping place on the Laidley-Rosewood Road from Ipswich to Toowoomba. Now, when they opened the railway line in 1866, the town was actually not in the best position there. So as activity moved towards the railway station, the new Laidley took over the old Laidley. And the old Laidley is still there and quite interesting because that's where tourists, such as myself, will find that great pioneer village. Check it out online. And if you're travelling to Laidley, which I hope you do, it's definitely worth a sticky beak. It's a great little town, and we're actually having a chat to some locals a little bit later on to hear some of their stories. But right now, you know, when you're travelling through regional Australia and you come in contact with these great little towns because you're driving, not flying or doing anything else, you're actually driving through there, you really do appreciate that we're in a lucky country. This is Bob Corbett.
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? I went to school. Yeah, I got Christmas presents when I was a kid. When I was sick, my mother took me to the doctor. When I was five, she took me down to play soccer. To compare this to always shooting off and speaking way too soon. I used to sucking on your silver spoon. Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country?
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country?
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? Hey, parental leave, Aussie rules and cricket at the SCG. Labour, Liberal, Independent or a Green are all better than a military regime. Do you agree? If you think that what we got here is a joke, if you don't like it, you can say it in your vote. Yeah, I'll just sit and say, okay, we're on a boat. Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country?
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country?
Have you forgotten that we live in a lucky country? I know that I'm living in a lucky country. Your sons and daughters are all living in a lucky country. We have got the space, regardless of your religion or your race. You might like blue tech or you might like Perkins paint. You might have a really shit musical taste. It doesn't matter. Yes, it's easy to explore our darkest side. History that some people try to hide, but look no further than what you hold deep inside. And don't forget that you are living in a lucky country. Yeah, don't forget that you are living in a lucky country. Yeah, we got roads. Grab your motorcycle, car or truck loads. Coffee, Gucci, cane toes, postcodes. If you don't like it, you can put it in your vote. If you don't like it, tick the box and just vote. If you don't like it, you can say it in your vote. So just vote.
G'day folks, this is Bob Corbett here, 2012 Toyota Star Maker winner. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
If you don't like the way we choose to run our race, you lucky bastard, you're allowed to stay your place.
If you've ever towed a big load, you'd know how important it is to have the right vehicle up front. There's nothing worse than looking at that next hill and worrying about how you're going to get up it. Then, of course, there's that awful feeling of holding up traffic simply because your tow vehicle, well, it just isn't up to the task. Towing a sizable load doesn't have to be such hard work because Performax International have a Chevy Silverado waiting for you. With a towing capacity above 10 tons, you'll never have to worry again. Check out the mighty Silverado now at performax.com.au.
You know business could be better. You know you need more skills, but you also know you haven't got time to learn those skills, go to workshops or listen to webinars. Don't stress. Listen to Business Success Radio for all the latest ideas to make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice from dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car, or on your phone. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.
Hi, this is Drew.
And this is Troy.
And we are
McAllister Kemp.
And you're listening to
Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Yeah.
I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up and drink to it all. Slim dust.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my very special edition of Real Country. It's called A Day in Your Town. We've got three of them in this mini-series coming up. And today, we're actually in Laidley, and it's a great little town, and incidentally, a popular stop back in the day on the old Cobb & Co. Coach route. Now, I was talking about the shop fronts before and how they were absolutely gorgeous. Well, they actually date back to the 1800s. And it's all original and it looks absolutely fantastic. So definitely make sure you take a trip there. While I was doing these higher ground flood relief concerts to raise morale and money via the Red Cross and our friends from Allegro Touring as well, they actually had some local talent on the stage before the show. And that's when I bumped into this fella, Troy Jason Troutman. What a great bloke.
Today in Laidley, it was just an absolutely brilliant day, and I caught up with Troy Jason Troutman. But you know, Troy Troutman, is that all right with you?
That's fine, Ben.
Now, you did a set on stage as part of our local acts for Higher Ground, and I'll tell you what, mate, you blew me away. You got some great stories, and I love the integrity of your music and the stories that you tell.
Mate, sing like you talk, you know. You sound like you come from Australia. That should be the way you sound, because me mates always give me a hard time if I don't, you know. And sing about things that happen around your life, you know, and put them in, because that's Australia, isn't it?
So how different is it being in music? Because we hear about all the city musicians or the large regional centre musicians, and, you know, I imagine there'd be a few struggles there.
Yeah, well, you don't have the luxury of, you know, 20 or 30 venues, Ben. You've got maybe one or two if you're lucky, and you can only go there a certain amount of times until people start getting sick of you, you know. That's how it works in the bush. So having them kilometres of travel, I go out to St. George a fair bit, you know, and support my little community out there when I can. And based here in the Lockyer Valley in Laidley, we've had some, you know, recent events, floods and that, and just trying to lean in and provide musical support as a musician would, and the community's good, they support, provide support back.
Now, I did stop in at the local pub. You do a lot of work in the local pub as well to support the community. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, well, 2 years ago we started a little Sunday jam session. I just take equipment down and invite musicians to come along, you know. We encourage participation, mainly a chance to sit down and sample some of the fine vegetables and stuff from in the Lockyer Valley and the meat. It's an award-winning restaurant, and we just provide the music entertainment of a Sunday afternoon, you know?
Well, that is one thing that I did notice. The soil here is absolutely amazing. It is some of the best and most fertile land that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, mate, that's what all the topsoil gets washed with the water and goes straight onto the crops, and then next year they're even better than they were before. But we've had a bit of water around, so it's quite difficult when you lose everything through water and that. So yeah, we're all trying to help each other. It's only a small community, you know, but we're all pitching in and doing the best we can.
And that's one of the overwhelming things that I found. Everyone I've spoken to is just so community minded and helping out. the attitude and community spirit's just so alive and well and so Australian.
Yes, that's Australia, mate. And you might have noticed the circus tent, Ben. Well, Ashton Circus is based in Laidley, and if you need to learn how to do anything circusy, Ben, go over in that tent, mate. They got everything you'd need there.
I'm up for that. Bit of juggling, bit of trapeze. I reckon I could tame a few lions.
Yeah, well, there's no animals there. There's a few wild-looking creatures that are working with her, but, yeah, no lions.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Troy Jason Troutman.
No worries, Ben. I appreciate the support. Thanks, mate.
When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world. It went on for miles and miles, as wide as it was high, down to the horizon, all the way up to the sky. And every now and then I heard a mile tree cry my name. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world, covered up with red dirt as far as I could see. I shared it with a railway and the Aborigines, southwest of Aldea, all the way down to the sea and back. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world. The sun would shine until the day I asked for it to rain, count down the sleeps until the tea and sugar train, 10 cents on the track for days before it ever came and went. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world, sitting round the campfire that started from a spark, rolling down the gun barrel highway in the dark, making sure that I had all the room here in my heart for the night. When I was a little girl, I had the biggest backyard in the world.
Now, some of the other cool things to do in Laidley, which is just the most beautiful part, or one of the many beautiful parts of the Lockyer Valley, is the hot air balloon rides. Now, if you're a bit partial to the tranquility and the beauty of that, it's really great to do that over Laidley, because you get that bird's eye view of all the crops growing, and the champagne and breakfast at the end of it is always a good thing. But I'm a big fan of coffee, and when I travel, that's a really important thing to me. And the information or tourist centre rather, Das Newman House, really has some fantastic coffee, and also a really great thing, which I always associate with little towns. It's a Devonshire tea or coffee, and it is just great to sit there and check out some of the local arts and crafts that are for sale there, as well as having a try of, you know, some of this great coffee, some great teas, and most importantly, try the whole Devonshire tea experience. It is absolutely brilliant. That's on the corner of William and Patrick Streets. In Laidley, for those of you playing at home. There's also some great walks and some camping and horse riding and all sorts of stuff like that. But you can find out a whole heap more about that when you go to Das Newman House, which is the local tourist centre. They do a great job there. So many other great things happened while I was in Laidley. And one of them, who actually happens to be a touring member of the Higher Ground show, is Somerset Barnard. Now, I have spoken to Somerset before and had worked with him before in Tamworth. He was on the he was doing some stuff with us down there. But here, I actually sat down and listened to his set on stage, and he absolutely blew me away. He's got such a unique sound, and from spending some time with him, you know, Somerset would
originally thumbed through his dad's weathered vinyl records as a kid, choosing the song for the day. And you can really hear it in his new album, Redemption. You can hear sort of flavours of Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings. And it's just so great that he's found his sound and he's writing these absolutely amazing songs. Anyway, I thought it would be a great excuse to play it right now. He was so much fun on the tour, and he certainly is a great bloke with some fantastic music as well. This is the first track off his album, Redemption, Girls and Gunja, No Cocaine. There you go. I think that really sums it up.
On this highway of a thousand dreams, keeping the sun behind my back, and a taste of cigarettes and beer on my lips, pills and ganja, no cocaine. Another month on the road, another 8 room dawn to lay my head, while the hole in my boots is getting bigger. There ain't no selling a gig to pay the rent. There's a blonde girl, high as a kite. She's laughing at the ink of my pen. While those glazed eyes hide distant memories, tomorrow is after I sleep. Another month on the road, another 8 room dawn to lay my head, while the hole in my boots is getting bigger. There ain't no settling a kick to pay the rent. Spirits all night long, happy hour never ends, while the Frenchmen they rack a game of pool. There ain't no pale skins round here, old tans. Another month on the road, another 8 room dawn to lay my head, hole in my boots is getting bigger. They know selling a gig to pay the rent. Another month on the road, another 8 room dawn to lay my head, while the hole in my boots is getting bigger. They know selling a gig to pay the rent.
Now, in case you missed it, we are on Facebook as well, and the address to get that is www.facebook.com/realcountry. Now, you can show us some like there and follow the conversation, and also check out some of the pictures from my Day in Your Town series of shows. I've got some great photos there from the High Ground concerts that we did all over the place. You can definitely check them out with full links and everything else there. So the address again is facebook.com/realcountry, or simply do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country on Facebook. So much more to come. We're having a chat to another local, Anne. We've got Adam Brand, Brad Paisley, Ashley Munro and Lee Kernaghan, not to mention a whole heap more, right after the break.
Hey, this is Peter McWhirter, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here, and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.
You go to all the trouble of finding the right car, so make sure you also choose the best finance provider too. No, they aren't all the same. Quite simply, you shouldn't look any further than Go Car Loans when it comes to car finance because, well, simply they focus on you. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with the focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So get the Go Car Loans team working for you today. You can apply online at gocarloans.com.au or call 1300 884 075. Go Car Loans, they'll give you the green light.
Hey, this is Diana Corcoran, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is a very special edition of My Real Country, a day in your town. And today we're in Laidley. Social Country is coming up very, very soon. But first, I bumped into this fantastic, knowledgeable local, Anne.
And again in Laidley, I've bumped into Anne. How are you, Anne?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, how long have you lived in Laidley?
10 years.
And can you tell me how Laidley's evolved and changed over those 10 years?
Well, when I first came here 10 years ago, there was not as many houses. We've got a lot of new subdivisions. We've got a lot of new people. Business where I work for, we used to get, say, one person a week through the counter. Now we get about 15 a day.
You got to earn your money now.
Yes, different times.
So how do you feel about living in regional Australia? How does that make you feel?
I love it. The only thing I'm worried about is we are eventually going to become part of Ipswich or one of the bigger centres, and they bring their city ways out with them, and we see some of it, we see maybe we'll lose down the track.
Yeah, and that's a common problem in a lot of small towns, because you want to be successful economically on your own, but then you don't want to lose the magic that is Laidley or that is your town. But one of the things I think that makes small communities really magical is community, and I think that's one of the things that cities lose, is that sense of community, and Laidley knows that all too well with the recent floods.
Oh, we sure do. It was just amazing that the day after the flood, the amount of people that flocked into town, it was like Queen Street Mall, and everyone was walking around in the mud, and if they weren't working, they were offering tea, sandwiches. It was just amazing.
Aside from that, you also run the local paper here as well. How important is social media and technology to regional Australia?
I think you're right there. I mean, it really shows in places. With our recent trauma that we had with the floods, we were able to keep people. I was in touch with people up the creek and telling them the levels of the river and when they thought it would break down here, and I was able to put that up instantly, and it was a great help.
Laidley, such a fantastic town. It's a pleasure to chat to you. Thanks, Anne.
Thank you.
That was Anne, and what a fantastic woman she is, and very knowledgeable local as well, running the paper there. Social Country. Now, Mary on Facebook had just a brilliant song suggestion there. Being this time of year particularly, these sort of songs really do come up, and they really do remind you of how lucky we are to live in Australia. Of course, I'm talking about Anzac Day, which is, as always, the 25th of April. And I think, Mary, this song is a great selection. It's Adam Brand's The Anzac. Here it is on Real Country.
When 1914 began, he was working on the land with his mom and dad. Left behind his girl, joined up to see the world, and made his mother sad. He made it through the war, came back to town to help his father work the fields and rebuild his life somehow. And everybody called him the Anzac. That's still what they call him now. He set his mind to stay when his father passed away and the rivers ran dry. He said, "I'll take care of you, Mom. I fought before and won. We can win this fight." And all alone he'd work all day until he'd drop. Till the place got back to best, he didn't stop. There were times he thought he'd been forgotten, but every night at 6 o'clock, they'd stand for that man they called the Anzac. And those who gave their lives for us, they'd stand for that man they call the Anzac, fighting for the land he loved. Time every year we all remember him. At the crack of dawn we stand as one for all our fallen friends. So drink to that man we call the Anzac. We will remember him. So stand that man we call the Anzac. Those who gave their lives for us. Let's stand for that man we call the Anzac. Fighting for the land he loved. So stand for that man we call the Anzac.
What a great song there. Now, if you do want to be part of Real Country, it's really easy. Our request line, 1300 929 516. Check us out online, realcountrymix.com. You can send us an email via our website there. Let us know what you're listening to there, just like Morgan did on Facebook. This guy's new album is absolutely stellar. We're talking about Brad Paisley. His great new album, Wheelhouse, and the current single off that is Beat This Summer. That's a great suggestion, Morgan. Here it is right now, Brad Paisley, Beat This Summer on Real Country.
I'm holding your hand and we're on the boardwalk. It's heaven right here on these streets and these docks. But the sun keeps setting, the days go fast, and the sand on the beach is like an hourglass. And I can just feel it all slipping away. And babe, I can already say that as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer. Find a tan line anywhere. Maybe I know that it ain't over yet, so let's make the most of what we have left. But it's hard living for this moment we're in, and knowing it's all gonna end. And as long as I live, whatever I do, as great as it is, you know what's a bummer.
Now, we're still doing our special day in your town in Laidley. For our Real Country this week. And if you're enjoying this show and want to re-listen to any of the details that we gave you before about cool stuff to do in Laidley, best way to do that is to download and subscribe to our podcast. There's also some great bonus content, our artist interviews, and a whole heap more just for our podcast subscribers. So definitely check it out. We got lots more coming up on the show right after the break. Hearing from Lee Kernaghan, a very classic track that certainly does relate to regional Australia. And also something very, very cool and new from Ashley Munro. All after the break on Real Country.
G'day folks, this is Tamara Stewart and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
When it comes to being tough, most utes are just pretenders. Traditionally, it's also been hard to find a tough truck that's also comfortable, safe, and nice to drive. All that has changed, however, with the Toyota Tundra now available from Performax International. With a smooth and powerful 5.7-litre V8 under the bonnet, the 4x4 Tundra offers a towing capacity up to 4,400 kilograms. Best of all, this is a truck that delivers on all fronts. Comfort, safety, security, and adaptability. Check out the Toyota Tundra today at performaxinternational.com.au.
You know business could be better. You know you need more skills, but you also know you haven't got time to learn those skills, go to workshops, or listen to webinars. Don't stress. Listen to Business Success Radio for all the latest ideas to make your business a success. Get your business on track with the right advice from dozens of Australia's leading business experts in your office, your car, or on your phone. Go to businesssuccessradio.com.au and click the Listen Live button. Business Success Radio. Your business, your radio.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen's Real Country here right across Australia and New Zealand. This is our special A Day in Your Town series. We're in Laidley today in Queensland. I mentioned before the break, Ashley Munro, fantastic American country music singer-songwriter. Now, previously, she's released two solo singles on the US Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. We're talking about Satisfied and I Don't Want To, which actually featured the Brooks and Dunn singer Ronnie Dunn, reached number 43 and 37 respectively, and both singles were intended to be released on Munro's debut album, Satisfied, 2007, but it went unreleased, which is quite sad because she's very, very talented. Anyway, Munro left her record label in 2007, and it was released, the first album, Satisfied, was actually released in 2009, but fast forward a bit to 2011, and she actually joined this group, a little group, I'm not sure if you heard of them, called the Pistol Annies. Now, they're doing really, really well. She's also just about to release her second studio album, Like a Rose. I'm very impressed with it. I've had a listen to it. It's simply fantastic, and I think you're going to really love it when I bring it to you as a review on Real Country. Now, this is Ashley Munro, and the title track from her new album, Like a Rose. Let's can the acting and get to this great song. This is Ashley Munro, Like a Rose, title track from her new album. Here it is on Real Country. Enjoy.
I was only 13 when Daddy died. Mama started drinking and my brother just quit trying. I'm still bouncing back. Heaven only knows how I came out like a rose. Ran off with what's his name when I turned 18. It got me out of North Dakota, but it did not change a thing. All covered up with snow, and I came out like a rose. Out like a rose. it here. It's been a long, hard road, and I came out like a rose. Came out like a rose. It took a while to get here. It's been a long, hard road, and I came out.
Top track, and we shall be posting that on our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry, so you can have a bit of a listen to that. Ashley Munro, Like a Rose, title track from her new album. Absolutely fantastic. Now, while we are in regional Queensland, it just sort of was floating through my head, and it was a song I couldn't get out of my head, and it sort of relates to Outback Australia and also some of the great regional towns. Of course, I'm talking about this song, Lee Kernaghan, The Outback Club. What a great song to finish Real Country on. Here it is right now.
Works a 12-hour day, sun up till sundown. He's doing what he can to make the wheels go round. In a shed or down the track, he knows how to bend his back. He's the salt of the earth, he's got a heart of gold. He's a member of the Outback Club. He don't back down and he don't give up. He's living in the land he loves. Born and raised, he's a member of the Outback Club. Fences with the blokes. She's a match for any man alive when she works them all. Before the job is done, there's another just begun. The kind of woman any man be proud of. She's a member of the Outback Club. She don't back down and she don't give up. Living in the land she loves. Born and raised, she's a member of the Outback Club. Ho! He works the field, or maybe just bringing out coal. They're out there working their fingers to the bone. They might be chucking the stock, or maybe working the mob. They got one thing in common, the country heart and soul. They're members of the Outback Club. They don't back down and they don't give up. They're all living in the land they love. Born and raised, they're members of the Outback Club. We're all members of the Outback Club. We don't back down and we don't give up. We're all
ladies and gents, girls and boys, that's your lot for the week. This is the first of my three-part series in A Day in Your Town. And all three of the towns that I'm visiting were quite badly flood-affected areas. And they've picked themselves up and they've rebuilt and it's looking fantastic. So it's great that I was able to come through the town lately this week and the other two towns thanks to the Higher Ground Tour by Allegro Touring. So it was absolutely fantastic to get out there and say good day to these communities. Don't forget that you can check out this episode and all of our previous ones on our podcast on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Just search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. And most importantly, join the conversation on Facebook, facebook.com/realcountry. And most of all, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, the series does continue, as I mentioned before, next week when we're in Chinchilla. Make sure you tune in next week for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Three-time ARIA nominee and Golden Guitar winner Warren H. Williams is one of Australia's finest Indigenous songwriters, seamlessly blending his love of land, his culture, language and life into some of the best country music of our time.
G'day, it's Warren H. Williams here and I'd like you to experience my new album, Onamara.
If you like good country, you will love Onamara. Warren H. Williams' album, Onamara, is available on iTunes, at ABC stores and all good music retailers.
If you think finance providers are all the same, well, you obviously haven't dealt with Go Car Loans. Go Car Loans specialises in customer service, and that makes all the difference. With Go Car Loans, you'll receive personal service tailored to your individual needs, with a focus being on getting exactly the right loan to suit your circumstances. So whether it's time to trade in, trade up, or refinance, make sure you talk to Go Car Loans first. They have consultants available for you 7 days a week on 1300 884 075, or apply online at gocarloans.com.au. Go Car Loans, they'll give you the green light.